And many people are here because they left tradition. Y'all might not want to answer, but I don't care. I come this morning as a traditional breaker. And I have some powerful words. One of the greatest hindrances to Jesus' ministry was tradition. Samuel. Feeling taking the place of faith. And sound taking the place of sound doctrine. And therefore, when the supernatural want to come in, it can't come in because it's got the same old pattern. I wasn't expecting much amen this morning. But I know I have to deal with it. I stayed up all night Friday night. And because I thank the Lord, I know the Lord about to take us somewhere else. So now you can put all them papers up. We ain't using no papers. We're using the Bible. Acts chapter 2, we're going to read and we're going to pray. I'm not going to stop you. Ain't going to be no humming this morning. Ain't going to be none of that. We're going to pray. All right? We got to do this because, it's a hindrance. It's a stop. It's a block. It's a feeling. It's a motion. But it's really not yielding to the Holy Ghost. It's a rhythm that don't change its beat. And so the Holy Ghost don't have a chance. And so, again, I want you to hear this. One of the greatest hindrances of Jesus' ministry was tradition. Sam-o. I want you to write one word down. Fresh. Fresh. I want to write that word down. Fresh. And that's when you talk about fresh in the spirit, boy, you're talking about something. Because the spirit has so much. The spirit is such a big container. And there's so much he wants to do. Now, tradition hinder miracles. Signs and wonders. Tradition do. Now, we love it, but I'm going to dig it out your soul this morning in the sanctuary. Because that's where it's living at. That's why it's so hard to get rid of it. It's living in there, man. It's been there so long. It feels so good. Don't it feel good? That feel good, boy. But that's not the that's a hindrance. And we'll deal with it. Let's stand and read Acts 2, 1 through 4. That's how we're going to pray this morning. Ready? And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, come on, they were all one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house. But it was, my goodness. And there appeared unto them as a fire, and it set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongue as the Spirit gave utterance. I remind you, stand, let me say a few more things to you and we'll start praying. Move a few things down. It's such a, maybe you need to sit down and write this. Sit down. Entertainment, excitement, not edifying nor enlarging. Entertainment, excitement. I know some preaching, and I've got into it on the end, humming and groaning. And entertainment, excitement, not edifying, not or enlarging. A trap of mostly emotionally prayer and preaching. Sincere, but blocked from going further in the spirit. Sincere, come on children, y'all get with me now. Sincere, but blocked from going further in the spirit. A traditional barricade, that's what the Lord told me, has been set up like the walls of Jericho. Tradition. I'll define tradition in my ministry this morning, ministering the word of God this morning. I'll define tradition very clearly. Through apostolic pastoral leadership, we must tear down or tear these tradition preaching and prayer walls down. Prayer is one of the greatest weapons of our warfare. And here's what it is: to declare we have won.
Yes, sir.
Now, this gets real strong. You've heard of the beast in Revelation? Here's the present day beast: tradition, religion, rituals, doctrine of men, present day beasts. So he said to me, your ministry and your people have been seduced back into tradition, preaching and praying. Lord, all night long. And now I know some things about to happen. That is outstanding. I know you're ready to go, but I'm your leader. I got to talk with you. I'm the one got to bring it, you know. So there's some thing that, and there's some powerful people in this room. But tradition will take your power. Tradition sets you up where you don't expect nothing different. It's a routine. It's regular. But it's not real. Realities are held back. I'm your leader, right?
Yes, sir.
Realities are held back by feeling. And faith does not stand a chance when feeling working good. Feeling don't give you a chance to pause. Feeling got a beat with it. Faith has a pause in it. Faith know how to wait when nothing happening. Feeling work like a drum beat. You got to keep, something got to keep moving. So the takatiri shukota. There are time and tradition where God can't interrupt you. He be trying to interrupt, but the tradition beat. Because you know tradition pattern. And so therefore God cannot really give you a new blueprint. So what we're going to do, leaders, what I want y'all to do is, in prayer meeting, I just want y'all to open prayer up and tell them start praying. And what we, for this prayer, we're praying for the atmosphere in the service. That's it. So, I mean, as you pray and you see scripture, look at it. But you want the atmosphere to be right in the service that the Spirit of God can move. That's it. Holy Spirit, have your way. Come on, son, let's do it now. Let's do it. Start praying. Spirit is subject to you. You can stop praying anytime you get ready. Now, in praying in the Spirit like we are doing this morning, with no interruption, surges in feeling don't make no difference. Let me explain that. Surging in feeling. You might feel up and you might feel down. Keep praying. Yeah, yes. Those spaces are for a reason. See, because now you have moved beyond feeling. And so now you operate in faith. So the surges is just an indicator that the flesh is being overruled. And so it's the flesh at that time, protest. I can't think of another word. It become rejective, so it give you a sense of not doing nothing. And so now I want you to acrobatically make some flesh move, because you becoming dangerous to satanic power. See, it's not by feeling. That the feeling will come, but don't let the surges. I felt a little surge. We were praying real strong. Then it came down. That's for a reason. Now, the atmosphere, oh, my God. I've been in the atmosphere. Like I said, I was asking my wife, that's 46 years. I've been in all type of spiritual atmosphere. And this is the type of atmosphere we got to keep building. I'll minister different this morning, another atmosphere, because you set it up. And I noticed all of you all were praying from your heart. Can't you feel it? Yes. The presence of the Lord is here. See what I'm saying? And this is the type of atmosphere that my intercessors, well, I say mine, you know, it's the Lord, but my intercessors has to produce the band, the praises. We can't be divided. I make a statement, see, can you agree with me? I decided I'm going all the way. It's no better life. Look, it's no better life. All the rest, that's a lie. And no better life than being a Christian properly connected to God. There's no better life. I mean, it's just a fake. It's just no better life. But the further we go in the spirit, we got 2 minutes. The further we go into the spirit in these prayer sections, you know what we did this morning? Just prayed in tongues. The further we get, it's a present, isn't it? It's a present. I'll tell you what it is. It's a present beyond feeling. What? Faith is more higher than feeling. Feeling cannot produce in the spirit realm, but faith can. Now, instead of feeling shedding faith down from this day forward, faith. Don't shed feeling down. Put feeling in this place. You can come, but you're going to go by my rule. But faith must not be run by feeling rule. Feeling must be run by, oh my God, your life just changed. Maybe it changed because you get all these flaky feeling in your life when you're by yourself. Everybody else making it but me. That's a lie. It's a lie. Go back to your faith. You making it? See you inside.